produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Get your eyes on God, church. Get your eyes on God. Get your eyes on God. Get your eyes on God. Whatever your eyes have been on this week, whatever your eyes have been on today, whatever situation that you're facing, get your eyes on God. When you take your eyes off God, you start looking at the circumstances and they seem more real. They seem, come on, stronger. They seem like they can cause you to fail. Come on, amen. When you get your eyes on your circumstances, you get your eyes off your faith. For God is your faith. Have faith in God, not in your circumstances. Where are you directing and pointing your faith? And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. So what he's saying here is the men, they are humbling themselves. They're not beating their chests, because it says with their wives and their little ones. So it's saying if all of Judah, in other words, the man represented the family, right? And it says, amen, hallelujah, that the men in front of their wives and their children. You know how men, how we want to be macho and look macho and sound macho, and you know, we want our wives to think, you know, we can do it even when we feel like we might not be able to do it. And come on, we want our children to think that we can do it even when we think we might not be able to do it. But these men humbled themselves. And they said, this is not something I can fix. I'm telling you, God, in front of my babies, in front of my wife, hallelujah, with what's coming against them, I'm not the big dog. But it says they, amen, set themselves before them and they came before God. In other words, the men are saying here, I'm leading my family into prayer. I'm on my knees. And in their presence, I'm crying out to you to save all of us. I wish, amen, the men that are here tonight, hear me. Men, amen, that are watching, amen, hear me tonight. Hallelujah. They're on their knees saying, God, save all of us. Men, you want to be somebody in your house? Be the first one on your knees. Be at the prayer meeting with your wife, before your wife, when your wife can't make it. Stop letting your wife do all your praying for you. Stop letting your children do all of your praying. Hear me, men. Amen. I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight. Amen. But hear me out there. Hear me. Stop letting your wife do all your praying. Stop letting your babies, your two-year-old praying and you won't pray. Your four-year-old praying, your five-year-old praying and you won't pray. When is God going to know your voice in prayer? When is your name going to be on the roll? Hallelujah. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Somebody said, thank God for somebody who will be a prophet for the moment. Somebody who will be among the prophets. Somebody who is ready when God calls your number to speak a word that will encourage somebody. To decree a word that will bless somebody. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord came on him and he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you." Woo! Boy, you know you feel it when it's from God. It vibrates your spirit. When it's from God, amen, it don't tingle your ears. But it just, come on, it goes right to you. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God. See, Jehoshaphat's conversation with God was about the magnitude of God's responsibilities. He talked to him about his forefathers. He talked to him about Israel. He talked to him about promises made. He didn't say, "God, you know, you made a promise to me." He didn't say, "No, God, you." He said, "God, this is what you made to your people." He said, "Those folk are folk against your people." He said, "Amen. All these works you did for your people." So he started talking to God about the magnitude of God's responsibility. Sound a little bit like Moses. "God, you can't let them die out here. All the nations will be looking and saying, God, let his people fall." Jehoshaphat said, "This thing is too big for me. I ain't gonna even talk to God about my little bitty situation. I'm gonna talk to God about the magnitude of all of his people that looks like about to be impacted by what the enemy is doing." And the spirit of prophecy came on that man of God. In fact, he was so unknown. They had to tell you who his daddy was, his granddaddy. You know, it's so-and-so's son. Who? So-and-so grandson. Who? So-and-so's great-grandson. Are you hearing me? But the spirit of prophecy, you know, and when it's your number, when it's your time, when it's time for you to stand up, come on somebody, and the anointing of God to rest on you, so you can speak a word in a situation that only you can speak a word in. And it don't look like you're qualified. Are you hearing me tonight? But God chose you. And he said, "This word is not only for y'all, it's for y'all, and it's for the king too." Listen, Judah. All you who live in Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord. You see that L-O-R-D? You see that capital? It changes everything. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. I'm not trying to pump you up with air tonight. I'm trying to fill you with oil. I'm trying to lubricate the grinding gears of your faith. Somebody hear me tonight. Be not afraid. Look at your neighbor and say, "Don't be afraid." Be not dismayed. Look at your, said, don't be dismayed. By reason of this great multitude, one can chase 1,000. Hallelujah. And if necessary, one can chase 1,000,000. Because you and God are a majority, no matter how many are on the other side. For the battle is not yours. Oh, I love that. I love that. See, the prophecy responded to the prayer. He said, because see, he didn't talk to God about himself. He didn't talk to God. He talked to God about Judah and Jerusalem and Abraham. Are you hearing me? He talked to God about his people. And God said, I cannot respond to Jehoshaphat with Jehoshaphat. Here's what I need you to do. He said, "Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Tomorrow, Go on down there. I hear the Lord saying, there's some people in the house. Whoever y'all listen to me, I hope y'all listen. There can't be 30, 40 people in here, 30 people, maybe. I don't know who's listening to me. But I hear the Lord say in the house, there are people. That don't want to go. In other words, you may have to go to the bank. You may have to go to the courthouse. You may have to, then there's different, you hear what I'm saying? There's a trip you don't want to make because you feel like it, not only is it going to be a waste of time, but it's going to be embarrassing. But I came tonight to tell you. Lord said, tomorrow, go on down there. Whatever it is you'll go on down there is. I feel like that it's there's many scenarios, but whatever your tomorrow, whatever it is, amen, go on down there. You got an appointment. You scheduled to go see somebody. You've been, come on somebody. You got to go to respond to something that you've received and that's been communicated to you. Go on down there. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of this, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeriel. Ye shall not need, are y'all hearing me tonight? Anybody listening with faith tonight? Anybody encouraged? Anybody tonight say, oh my God, I'm about to get a miracle. Anybody, I'm about to get a miracle. Somebody got to hear me tonight. You got to hear me tonight. Somebody, I'm about to get a miracle. I'm about to have a bomb dropped on me, and it's not going to blow me up. Not in the traditional sense of the word blow me up, but it is in the slang sense of it. I'm about to blow up. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. That's a prophecy. But faith in God, faith is not based on a feeling, responds with, be it unto me according to thy word. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Somebody say amen and hear tonight. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. This is my word right here, y'all. This is my jam right here. This is my jam. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. That's about you as a people. Established is not about winning a war, winning a victory on a day. It's about living a certain lifestyle. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Here's this young man that the Spirit of the Lord came on him, and he spoke a word of prophecy. And all that powerful word that was spoken, Jehoshaphat had to do this because the people had to believe the prophecy that had gone forth. Jesus said, have faith in God. Another place he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And so Jehoshaphat speaks to them and says, believe that word. That young man, I know y'all don't know who he is. See, because if T.D. Jakes had stood up in the crowd, come on somebody, they'd have been, oh, praise God. Believe that young man. He got a word from God. I got a word from God tonight. And it said the people began to praise. And when he had consulted with the people, Jehoshaphat, he appointed singers unto the Lord. And that should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Not his anger, not his judgment. Come on. You said, Pastor, I may have missed the mark of time or two. I got a few blemishes. I got a few brushes, amen. A few brushes with trouble. God is a covenant God. He going to work with you and 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 work with you till you come up, till you come out. Ha! Woo! He's a covenant God. And all you got to do is remind him, and God's not forgetful. But in other words, as you're reminding God, it's not like something's happened to God. As you're reminding God, something has happened to you. All you got to do is remind God of the magnitude of his promises toward you. God, it's not just me. I'm a part of a people. When you made a promise to me, come on. If your promise fail, my household going to be messed up. Y'all ain't hearing me. If your promise fail, my church going to look bad. If your promise fail, are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. My city going to be impacted. You assigned me to the city. I got a role in the city. I have an anointing in the city. I have a prayer authority in the city. And when they began to sing and to praise, where my singers at? Where my praisers at? The Lord said, he said, when did he do it? When did he do it? When they start singing. When they start praising. When they start opening up their mouth. He said he set ambushments against them. I don't know about you. I'm going to praise up on an ambush. I'm going to praise an ambush. Amen. Come on. I'm going to praise. Amen. Until my trouble get ambushed. Until, come on. Until my attacks get ambushed. Until my situations get ambushed. Until my problems get ambushed. Until my trouble gets ambushed by God. Until my zero-sum messed up bank account gets ambushed by prosperity. Oh my. Woo! The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which will come against Judah, and they were smitten. One more verse, we're going to get out of here. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. God going to turn mess against mess. Mess going to get into it with mess. Are you hearing me? They started mess against you. Mess is what's going to take them down. Woo! utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, Mount Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Whew. God said, don't look at the size of the trouble. Watch this now. Because if the trouble going to destroy itself, the bigger it is, the harder it's going to fall. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I prophesy tonight. You got to believe God's report. It was a report of prophecy through this young man. And when the people believed it, are you hearing me? God began to move. And the report is this. The enemy is going to defeat himself this time. You can start rejoicing because, hallelujah, the enemy is going to defeat himself. And I want to encourage our men in this season, our men, whether you're single or whether you're married, amen, if you can put your own pants on, hallelujah, I want to encourage you, amen, hallelujah, to start decreeing and declaring the way these men, because they responded. Are you hearing me? It wasn't just the fact that Jehoshaphat called the fast, but it says the men responded. And God began to move. So the women of this house, we want to cover you in prayer. We want to cover you in faith. Amen. The women of our house, we want to cover you in prayer. We want to cover you in faith. We want to believe when you might not be believing. We want you to be able to look at us and we say, baby, God's going to do it. Honey, God's going to do it. Son, God's going to do it. Daughter, God's going to do it. Are you hearing me? Because God made a promise. He made a promise and he is a promise keeper. Hallelujah. So do you believe the report tonight? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We pray tonight. We give you glory tonight. We thank God for Jesus tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that every enemy that has come against this house, the addresses of this house, the homes that are represented, every enemy that's come against the families, every enemy that has come against those who are in covenant with us, those who, amen, dear God, who tune in to hear, those that, amen, may be visiting with us, God. Hallelujah. We don't see them as visitors. We see them as in covenant. And we thank you tonight, God, by the power of the blood of Jesus, we prophesy tonight. Amen, that their enemies are going to destroy themselves. They're going to watch it happen. They're going to watch you, amen, bring them out. They're going to watch you turn a situation around. They're going to go to the meeting, but they're not going to have to fight. They're going to go, amen, amen, and respond, but they're not going to have to fight. They're going to go see the banker, but they're not going to have to fight. They're going to go, hallelujah. You're going to go and pick up the car. But your credit that you're concerned about is not going to be a problem. The lack of a down payment that you're concerned about is not going to be a problem. And y'all know I've got to be prophesying to somebody because what I want to prophesy, what I want to speak is, amen, zero debt, right? Somebody needs to go pick up a new car, and God's going to make it happen. God's going to make it happen. He's going to turn your situation around. Hallelujah. He's going to make it work. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you tonight. for everyone of the KCCers, God, that are hearing this message tonight, the sound of my voice, the power and the authority of your word. Hallelujah. Lord, we trust you. And we give it to you. And we thank you for it tonight, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers 1-888-201-5313.